C's work, the steps with me. So I get a chance to look at what in the 12 and 12 call, well, I call them the four teeth, right? Where it's talking in the 10th step where I have to look back and look at my day. It says I continue to look for, which means, of course, I started looking for him in the fourth step. I continue to look for selfishness, dishonesty, resentment, and fear. So for me, I was taught those are the only four exact natures that there are. And to this date, I haven't found anything that has come up in anyone's fourth step that I've listened to that can't be reduced to one of those four things. And how magical is that? That I don't have to read the latest psychology book to find out some new horrible moral conundrum that I have entered into that I didn't know about when I was 16, but now we know it's called this polysyllabic horrible thing. So I really love simplicity. I love keeping it simple. My work with the steps has brought me to a place in my life where I feel at peace inside, and I used to not be at peace at all. As a matter of fact, did I tell you what those four teeth were? Yeah, selfishness, dishonesty, resentment, and fear. So I'll talk about that more in a minute. Boy, usually I talk about the steps, so I'm really amazed at what I'm talking about. Isn't this fascinating? Whatever. I do need to talk about the steps, though. I have no idea how much time I have. But some really important words have popped out for me in each of the 12 steps, and I really want to share them with you in case you haven't noticed these words. The key to the first step for me is the word unmanageable, because I'm a manager. I managed my family when both of my alcoholic parents were drinking. I manage my brothers. I manage my boyfriends. I manage my friends. I manage everything. It's really dangerous. There's not a single organization that I've not ever joined where I haven't been the CEO, president, the person in charge. It's just what I'm addicted to. I want to be in charge. And what's been really lovely about Al-Anon is that I have learned through service work that my life is not able to be managed by me. My life is not able to be managed by me. That's what unmanageable means. It doesn't mean in the past. And the fact that it talks about becoming unmanageable is not about the past. It's just like when Meghan Markle became a princess, she's a princess today. She didn't just become one back then, right? My life has become unmanageable. And from as long as I've been in Al-Anon, I am not able to manage my life, which is shocking news for me because I think I'm such a good manager. But thank heavens, there's a second step where then I step into this world of regaining sanity because of a higher power. I'm the lower power, and there's a higher power. Enough said. I don't care who your higher power is. That's between you and you. I don't want to talk about it in meetings. That's between you and you, and me and me. So there's some kind of higher power. I choose to call my higher power God, just because it's simpler. But the real important word in the second step for me is this picture of being restored to sanity. Now, sanity has nothing to do with being insane, believe it or not, even though many of us tell fascinating, delightful, entertaining stories about being insane. Sanity actually comes from a Greek word, sanos, which means health and balance. And isn't that really what my second step does? Is I come here and I realize I'm not able to manage my life, number one, and then my life is way off balance. I'm way too much in your business, or I'm way too much thinking that I'm the most important voice here, and I will shout you down until it just kills me. And in the second step, I come to find out my life is going to be restored to balance, to health and balance, and that's really what sanos is. That's what sanity is. And then I get to step into the third step, where I've got this willingness to pretend that I'm not managing everything, and I have this newborn belief that there is a higher power. And in the third step, the word that I want to point out to you is the word care. because too often I hear people talk about turning